Our friends from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health come in every couple of Tuesdays, and we get a chance to talk about some of the different programs they offer. Today, we're going to talk about a program that you may or may not be aware of that's been around a while. But first, I'm going to bring in Kim Alacqua. As always, Kim, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
I am good. So today is day three of the month of March, and it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. It's okay. So hard to believe that it's already March. But as you mentioned, it's Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So we encourage everyone age 45 and above to go out and get a colonoscopy if you have not had one yet. That is the gold standard of care when it comes to detecting colon cancer. I know a lot of people get nervous about the prep, but the prep is easy. You want to get that peace of mind that you don't have colon cancer. Our Finger Lakes gastroenterology practice, we have several physicians there who do the colonoscopies, Dr. Walker, Dr. Reese, Dr. Perez Colon, and Dr. LeGuider. And then we also have Dr. Craig Collins with Geneva General Surgical Associates who does colonoscopies. You can find their information at flhealth.org to schedule an appointment, and that is just something that we cannot stress enough. Please, 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 if you are age 45 and above and you have not had your colonoscopy, to please get one scheduled.
Here's how I look at a colonoscopy. The inconvenience and the occasional discomfort that may happen from the prep, that is worth its weight in gold compared to not knowing what's going on with your systems and then possibly being in line for a nasty surprise. Because like any form of cancer, colon cancer, early detection is key.
Absolutely. It's so important.
So go get that colonoscopy. Get it scheduled. Okay. It's 8:41, and I'm going to bring in now Laura Van Neel from not only UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health, but you're also affiliated with Wayne Finger Lakes BOCES.
Correct, Paul.
Yeah. How did you come into the UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health family?
30 years ago, a position came up that I actually saw like in a paper, kind of joining my clinical background with my teaching background. And I thought, wow, what is this? It was a program offered through Finger Lakes Tech and Career Center, and it was brand new with Finger Lakes Health at that time. And so I applied, and they hired me.
I'm curious, what made you decide to want to be a teacher?
Growing up, one of my coaches asked me my junior year, Laura, what would you like to do after high school? And I said, I've always wanted to be a teacher. And he's like, why? And I said, well, because you all seem to love your jobs and working with children keeps you young. And at that particular time, I had told him that I won't. My parents don't have the money. None of my older brothers, I'm the third youngest of nine, and none of my siblings had gone on to college. And so he turned to me and he said, I think someone would pay you to play. And I said, how do I do that? And so that's kind of where I'm at in my teaching is, you know, what do I enjoy about it? The creativity. I could change lessons all the time. But the idea that I help students become critical thinkers and find their true potential.
And you work with what's called the New Vision Medical Careers Program. Despite the word new being in the title, this is not a new thing. It's been around, what, 30 years now?
Yes, we're celebrating. This cohort is the 30th year of the program.
And this program, let's kind of give the basic rundown of what it does.
So it's for high school seniors. So the application process is currently open. I work for Finger Lakes Tech and Career Center. So we support 14 different districts. And so if you're in one of those districts, you may apply. This is for rising seniors. And then a typical day for them, once they're accepted, they choose either to be a morning or an afternoon student. And then they're with me for 2 hours and 15 minutes. So we come in at 9 o'clock, there's class, and then typically they then go out on clinical rotation for an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
Throughout the hospital.
So wow,
at Geneva General Hospital.
So they're jumping right in before they even get to college. They're getting some clinical rotation hours.
Absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. And that's what sets my students above as far as their personal statements. You know, why do you want to go into healthcare or nursing or physical therapy? You know, they can go much deeper than I want to help people because of being mentored from practitioners throughout Geneva General Hospital.
And I've got to think, number one, you know, a student who's excited about a medical career, number one, they're going to jump right at this. But maybe somebody that's just kind of like, you know, I've been thinking about it. The fact that they actually, you know, it's not just the classroom instruction and being told, well, this is what it's like. You actually experience what it's like. That is so important.
Absolutely. So that's what we're looking for, that students are who are certainly interested in going on to some career in healthcare. But, you know, I read their journals every week and just read them last night. And, you know, my favorite parts are when they talk about how they applied what they learned in the classroom out on clinical rotation. So like in the orthopedic office or in surgery, we just did fractures. And another student was shadowing the radiologist for his electives. So then, you know, them writing about, I saw the x-ray and I made the diagnosis of a hairline fracture of the distal fibula. Fibula, sorry. That's very exciting where they get to apply their knowledge.
We're talking with Laura Van Niel here on FLX Morning about the New Vision Medical Careers Program. This is affiliated with Wayne Fingerling's BOCES, the Tech and Career Center, and the classroom is actually at Geneva General Hospital.
Correct, Paul. Yes. So. We have a wonderful facility right at the hub of...
It's a great benefit for us at Geneva General and Finger Lakes Health because the New Vision Medical Careers Program is a nice feeder for us. We have right now 21 alumni of the New Vision program that are working at Finger Lakes Health, anywhere from critical care techs to nursing to physical therapists. And then there's a lot of graduates of the New Vision Medical Careers Program that are now physicians in other programs. So we're just very fortunate to be able to host this program on our campus and to work with Mrs. Van Niel. The students that come out of this program are exceptional, and these are the healthcare leaders of the future.
There's also college credits involved with this, right?
Correct, Paul. There are 12 college credits that they receive for their English 101 and 103, which helps them with their academic writing. So when they go off to college, all of these students will be going off to college. They also get medical terminology, which we just started, you know, going back to that creative and kind of changing up the curriculum of the program. That's something I started, I think, 4 years ago. And the medical terminology has really enhanced the conversation between the clinician and the students, and they also receive a social science.
Yeah, and some of the curricular areas that are covered here, this is stuff that is not only applicable in the medical field, but in just in general. I mean, things like critical thinking, filling out college applications, critical thinking, reading, writing, and you know, doing case studies, things of that nature. You're really getting what I would call a well-rounded experience out of it.
Absolutely, Paul. So I just had one of my students had an interview for a BSDO program, and so I mocked them ahead of time. Another one of my students went on to receive, because she had been accepted into a direct entry PA program, and then was offered the opportunity to get a greater scholarship by going on campus and interviewing. And she ended up, the president of that university called her at home to offer her one of those awards. So yes, I'd like to think between the clinical experience, the mentorship from the clinicians at Geneva General Hospital certainly gives them interesting topics to talk about and to understand how that benefits and the compassion.
You mentioned reading some of the journals and some of the comments of some of the students in the program. When students wind up going into the field and they get down the road with their careers, do you get a chance to touch base back with them and kind of get their perspective a few years down the road into their career?
Absolutely. And that's something that I'm very fond of when they keep in touch with me. And I've been the outside evaluator or writer for some students have asked me to do that for their application in medical school or them just touching base with me. You know, I've changed into the nursing program and now they're graduating. And I always say, oh, please consider Geneva General Hospital. You know, here's all the exciting things that we have going on. But I really do appreciate when they do keep in touch with me, which is nice because they can on social media or email.
And those success stories, that's what keeps you going.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know I'm doing the right thing. I know that this program, that this partnership and relationship works.
How do people get their kids or grandkids involved in the program?
So the application process is open right now. They would go to their guidance counselor at their district and get an application, complete it. We're looking for, obviously, the completed application, two letters of recommendation, one from a guidance counselor, one from a faculty member. We look at their transcript, the rigor, their GPA, their attendance, and also their behavior throughout their high school.
So this is not exactly an easy program to get into, but if you meet the qualifications, the rewards are almost infinite.
Absolutely. And you know, when you think about it, you're going to be in a professional setting with real people in real time. My students always ask for consent. And if patients don't want them in the room or don't want them observing, then they don't. Then they go out and they find another mentor to shadow.
All right. And again, have your student or grand student, shall we say, they can go to their guidance counselor, ask about this program, and get more information.
Applications are due March 12th.
Okay. So time's getting on. It's March 3rd. You got about 9 days to work on this. So thank you so much for coming in, Laura. Appreciate it. Kim, as always, good to see you. Thank you.
Nice to see you, Paul.